Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode of the Shredding Tapes is made possible by our backers on Seed and Spark: Kayla Talbot, Shirley Casperson, King Sammy, and Carrie Allison. If you'd like to support the show as well, please go to patreon.com/homesteadcorner. For as little as $5 a month, you get early access to ad-free versions of episodes, a special weekly behind-the-scenes podcast, and patron-only AMA live streams. Before we get started, this episode contains mentions of child poisoning, illness, and death as the result of an industrial accident, depictions of a train crash, loud noises including screams, kidnapping, revenge, and deception, moments of peril, and strong elements of character betrayal. Content warnings and a full transcript are available in the show notes.
Stop! Don't eat! Stop it! My God!
You can't make me!
Hey, over here!
Where are you going?
Guys, it's
this
gone.
Out.
Hey, guys, ever flatten a penny on train tracks?
Oh my God.
I'm not really
going
to do
stupid.
It.
Yeah, but you don't
get
have a
Get off the tracks, Paul.
What?
Afraid of getting in trouble?
It's not safe.
There's no trains coming.
Watch this.
Be careful, Paul. You're going to...
Ah!
Are you okay?
This isn't my fault, okay?
Don't be a baby,
Paul. Everyone saw that?
You're not even bleeding.
Shit.
Someone help me get him up.
Why isn't he moving?
His foot's stuck. Help me, pull it out.
Ah! Oh, we need to get out of here.
Will! Come on, give me a hand.
I don't know.
Hello? Is anyone there?
It's all right. You're safe.
What happened? Where am I?
You're in Bakers County General Hospital, in the South Wing. We have you quarantined here for the time being.
Quarantined?
Do you remember the train? It derailed where you and your friends were playing. And it was carrying some highly toxic materials. We had to make sure it didn't affect the other patients.
Are they okay? Was anyone hurt?
They were all exposed. Thankfully, the spill didn't reach the town itself, but none of them made it to a safe distance before it happened. I'm afraid they're not doing well, and Will Peterson is... I'm sorry, but he passed away earlier this morning. We're doing everything we can for them, for all of you. But you need to realize you're all incredibly lucky just to be alive.
No. It wasn't luck.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out the Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find the Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Samuel Isaac Bailey, recording for ISFA Internal Records. Mission log, January 22nd, 2020, at 9:41 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Myself, Maria, Bill, Kate, and Wren have all been dispatched to the Yale Myers Forest in Northeast Connecticut. The university owns the region. They use it for ecological research and training, academic retreats, field work, that sort of thing. And over the past few months, several of their students have reported seeing a dark flying creature with leathery wings lurking in the trees overhead. Given that description and our current location on the eastern seaboard, some of the students thought it might have been the Jersey Devil, a cryptid with roots going back all the way to the 1700s. I mean, the forest is farther north than it's usually spotted, but I mean, maybe it's gone into hiding or lost its original habitat, or maybe it's nothing. The reports are a little thin in terms of evidence, but the university still reached out to ISFA for help. The way Wren talks about it, Yale has a pretty deep connection to the Institute. They started saying it was historic before they thought better of it. But that does make me wonder. Yale's one of the oldest universities in the U.S., and it has very few connections to the aerospace industry. If ISFA has old links to it, then that confirms what I've suspected for a while, that the organization which became ISFA predates the founding of the Institute in 1965. And it started with a very different mission statement. Regardless, there's been no sign of any creature more dangerous than a squirrel since we got here, and nobody to talk to. Honestly, I don't think ISFA really believes those reports either, and we're all just out here on punishment duty again. Caldwell probably would have sent us out here sooner if not for my, accident. Or maybe they just wanted to get us out of the facility for a while. As soon as my vitals stabilized, the doctor stuck me full of needles and drew enough blood to supply a small hospital. They didn't say it, but I know ISFA's going to be looking into how I healed so quickly. I doubt I'll ever get back in their good graces, no matter what they find. Not that I'm likely to get back in everyone else's, either. Kate still looks like she's going to chase after me every time I go off by myself, and I'm starting to think
Sam,
that she's...
Is this a bad time?
Not at all. Just recording my log. Here, I'll switch it off.
No, you can leave it running if you want. I don't mind.
So, what did you want to talk about?
I don't know. I kind of just wanted to check and see if you're doing all right.
Me? No, yeah, I'm fine. A little tenderness around my ribs still, but everything else is healed. How about you?
I'm hanging in there, trying to just focus on the task at hand. Everything else is just a lot.
Everything else?
Everything else. Isfa, Ren, Caldwell, that fucking ultimatum, they... It's mostly just being out here. I keep getting deja vu from Pennsylvania. We're not that far from Allegheny, and in the dark, I just can't help but think about the Iraculites. About Amanita. Do you think they're still out there?
What, her cultists? I'm not sure. I mean, Isfa still has the area quarantined, so nobody else should be getting in there. I don't know if they actually get hungry, or if that's just some horrific metaphor, but... I mean, if they do, I guess they might start looking for their next meal soon. I don't know how well Isfa could contain them if that happened.
If their track record is anything to go by, not for very long.
Holy shit, is that...
Hey, Sam, Maria, get out here quick!
Did you all hear that too?
What was it?
I couldn't see it in the dark, but it was...
That's it! That's what we're looking for!
Where did it come from?
It was flying out and back from its nest. Sam, could you get any kind of read on it?
What? No, I wasn't... I didn't have time to feel for it. I think it's too far away now.
If we get closer, do you think you'll be able to sense it?
Hold on, do we really want to be getting any closer to this thing?
If we want to do our jobs, then yes. Maria, you're with Sam. Kate, Bill, you're with me. Try to keep within visual range of each other and stay on the radios. I don't want anyone getting separated. Check in every 2 minutes and report back immediately if you spot anything. Any questions?
Comcheck, 1-2. Receiving loud and clear.
All right, move out. There's a lot of forest to cover.
Team 2, all clear.
What are we doing out here, Sam?
What?
Why are any of us still here working with Isfa? After what they did to Anna? After...
Maria, is this really the...
Team 1, all clear.
Team 2, clear. Go on.
I thought Ren and I were friends. I thought they were Anna's friends. I thought they cared about us.
Well, they do. They still do, I think.
Friends don't do what Ren did to Anna. You listened to that tape. It was fucked up, the experiments he did on her. The experiments he's still doing on all of us.
All of us? I thought they only...
How much blood did they draw when you got hurt? How many scans they've been running on Bill's head ever since he started showing psychic abilities? And don't you think it's a little suspicious that Isfa keeps throwing us to the wolves out here when we've had exactly zero luck figuring out Anna's apocalypse?
You think this is all just one big experiment? That they're just trying to test us, see what we can do?
That's part of it. But I also keep thinking about what Ned told us. About why we keep running into stuff like this. That it's drawn to us for some reason.
You don't think that...
Team 1, clear.
Same here. You think Isfa sending us out here is... bait? Just to see what we find? Why?
I don't know. I don't think we're actually helping anyone, working with ISFA. And I think they're just making us worse.
Team 2, report.
We're fine here, Ren. What's going on?
We saw something in the trees up ahead. It was only for a second, but we're moving to investigate. Do you have eyes on?
No, I don't see anything. Maria?
Nothing.
Sam, do you have any sense of...
Ren? Ren, do you copy? Over.
We need to get over there. What the hell is that thing?
I don't know. But let's see if it can feel fear. Feel the fear that you inflict. The panicked rush your presence brings to those you hunt. Holy shit.
What? What is it?
I just felt its emotions. It's... They're human. At least as human as I am.
I think you scared them off.
For now, at least. We need to find the others. Ren, can you hear me?
Come on, I think they went this way.
Are you sure? I thought it was a...
Come on, Sam! Kate? Bill? Ren? Where are you?
Can anyone hear me? Over.
What is that?
It's, Ren's radio.
Oh, God, no.
Sam, Maria, get over here.
Are you okay? Is Bill here?
Yeah, I'm here. We're all right. That thing just took Ren, though.
Shit.
Which way did they go?
North, I think. Further into the forest. We didn't stick around to see.
What the hell was this thing, Sam? Why did it take Ren?
They're not a thing. They're human, or at least they used to be.
What the hell does that mean?
I made a connection with them. I was expecting animal emotions or raw instinct, but whoever they are, I think they're an altered human like me or Amanita. And they didn't expect to run into someone else with abilities out here.
Can you still feel them?
No. It was quick and I was too surprised to hold the connection. Besides, I think they're too far away to get a read on now.
So what do we do? Split up again and search the forest?
And what, let them pick us off one by one?
We should call for backup. Even if it's just someone like Sam, I don't think we can take them on by ourselves.
We can't just wait for them to show up. We need to find Ren now.
Jesus shit, why is your phone turned up so loud, Maria?
Holy shit.
What is it?
Ren just sent me his location.
How far away is that?
Oh, it looks like about 5 miles north of here, another clearing based on this map.
How did Ren manage to send that?
It could be a trap.
Why would someone want to trap us?
Do you think they might be working for Morrison? Or the people he worked for?
I don't think so. It doesn't feel like him, somehow.
Maybe someone with a grudge against ISFA? They seem to have plenty of enemies.
Either that or they just forgot to take Ren's phone away before he sent that. Sam, any theories?
Well, we don't have much to go on, but even if it is a trap, it's the only play we have. It'll take at least a day for ISFA to get back about here, and Ren could be dead by then. I say we follow the ping, but don't take anything for granted. I have a feeling we're still being hunted.
Agreed.
Maria, could you call this in? If it all goes to shit, I want someone to come rescue us too.
Got it.
Are you sure this is the place?
As sure as I can be with this service. It looks like the location ping is just... there.
In the abandoned, creepy cabin. Great.
Gristmill, actually.
Huh?
It's an old gristmill. See, there used to be a water wheel on that side, and it needed to be 2 stories for the mechanism to work.
Whatever it is, it's about to fall apart. It must be 100 years old, at least.
Do you feel anything, Sam?
I don't feel anyone. Not anyone like me, at least. Maybe they're still looking for us near camp?
As if we've ever been that lucky.
Look, let's take a look. Maria, you stay out here with the radio. Call us if you see anything move. Kate, you still have your pistol?
Always.
All right. You, me, and Sam, we head in there and we see if we can find Rin. If that thing shows up...
I'll be ready. Sam?
Yeah, me too.
Good luck.
Hopefully we don't need it. Come on.
Well, if they're not gone, they know we're here.
They don't. I still can't sense them.
Less talky, more looky. What?
Oh, nothing. Just you being the one to say that.
Not the more things change. Just like old times, eh, Sam?
What do you mean?
Well, back at OCPD. Partners in crime fighting, facing the unknown.
We were never called out anywhere like this, Bill.
Huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess that was more with Ned. Still, it feels like being on a case again.
Over here, I found something.
What is it?
There's a light on up there. It's faint, but I can see it through the gaps in the floorboards.
Oh, please tell me this isn't the only way to the second story.
Oh, I think it is. There might be a way to climb up outside, but I don't know if that's any safer.
Stairs must have rotted away faster than the rest of this place.
Come on, Kate. I'll give you a boost. Hey, you too, Sam.
How are you going to get up then?
No, I'll stay down here. I'll watch our exit. Don't want to get trapped in here if they show up. I can probably scramble up too if I need to.
Here.
Kate, are you sure you won't need this?
I've got Sam with me if anything happens. We're all making it out of this alive. Understood?
Yes, ma'am.
Be careful, Bill.
Always am. Here we go.
You okay up there?
Yeah, we're fine.
Well, is there any sign of whoever it is?
No, I still can't get a read on them. They're not here.
Well, what's up there?
It's a lot, Bill.
What is?
The walls are covered in newspaper clippings, Bill.
What? Like they used them for insulation when they built the place?
No, Bill. They're recent.
How recent?
Well, since this column from the Times-Picayune is about vampires, I'm guessing pretty recent.
Sam, look at this.
Mysterious lights at White Sands Missile Range stump. Shit. Made run quarantine due to fungal outbreak? What the hell is this?
Oh, God. Sam, look at this.
Holy shit.
What is it? What did you find?
It's us. Pictures of the four of us, Jerry, Rob...
Peter and Andrew. They have pictures of Peter and Andrew.
What else?
There's more newspaper clippings, bits and pieces of social media profiles. It even looks like a couple of the ISFA files from when they were watching us, but I don't know how...
Sam, what does this look like to you?
What?
The way this is laid out. Take a step back.
Holy shit, you're right.
What is it?
It's a hierarchy. A power structure. We're down at the bottom, but above that, they've got Rin's photo... Him and a couple of the researcher elites from Merryweather.
And Caldwell. Right at the top of the pyramid.
They were hunting us. They were trying to draw us in. That's why they were dressed up like that. They knew it would get ISFA's attention.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Do you think it's...
No, no, it's not them. It feels more like...
It's Ren. He's okay.
What happened? Does he still have his phone?
Well, let me get this gag off and maybe we'll find out.
Are you all right, Ren?
He's still here.
What?
You need to get out of here. It's a trap.
Sam, run. They're still out here. They're coming your way.
Sorry about the mess. I was gonna come in through a window, but I kinda missed. Well, where's the rest of the team? I mean, I'm pretty sure I saw Bill and Maria out there, but I was moving pretty quick.
I'm not telling you shit.
Oh, Sam, you know I could find them faster than you could say it, right? I'm trying to be polite.
Don't be so sure I'd let you.
Oh, so you're the one I felt out there. Oh, gee, that's a nifty trick you got. I have to say, it's awfully rude to go putting thoughts into other people's heads.
Ruder than kidnapping a friend of ours.
Touché. So, I'm guessing you're like me, then? Another one of ISFA's freaks?
Wait, you work for ISFA?
What? No, I mean... made by ISFA, not working for them. That's how you got your powers, right?
Powers? No, this is... I made a deal with something when I was a kid. ISFA had nothing to do with it.
Oh, nothing you know of. Your employer's got a longer reach than anyone would believe, and I know I am not the only one they screwed out of a normal life.
What do you mean ISFA gave you your powers? And why did you take Ren?
When I was 12 years old, the train derailed outside my hometown. It was carrying chemical waste from a plant up north. Three of my friends died from exposure. I wasn't so lucky.
What happened?
I woke up in a hospital with one Dr. Daniela Caldwell of the Institute for Stellar Propulsion, Heuristics, and Aeronautics watching over me. Didn't take too long to figure out she wasn't a medical doc. Didn't take much longer to figure out she wasn't there to make me better. I spent near 6 months in that quarantine wing alone with nobody to talk to but a bunch of ISFA scientists. 2 weeks in, I woke up floating 4 feet above my bed. A month later, I accidentally ripped a door off its hinges trying to go to the bathroom. And half a year later, I tore the entire wing down and escaped before anyone could stop me. But not before ISFA took as much blood as they could draw without killing me. I'm sure they're still running tests on it, seeing how they can use it.
I don't see what this has to do with why you took
Do you know who owned the chemical plant that train was coming from? Who poisoned my friends and left me a monster. I destroyed that wing of the hospital, but she escaped. Caldwell. I let her go because I was a kid and I wanted to go home because I needed my family. When I got there, I learned that ISFA hadn't told my folks a goddamn thing since the accident. As far as I knew, I was still missing. And my ma, couldn't take it. And my pa just barely managed to hold on until I got back, but he wasn't the same after that. ISFA destroyed my life, Sam. ISFA, Caldwell, all of them have to pay. And when I found out they had you four looking high and low for any monsters that you could find, I knew I wouldn't get a better chance at drawing ISFA out into the open. Granted, I was hoping for Caldwell herself, but this will have to do for a start.
Stay away from them.
Bill, don't...
What the fuck?
Ask him.
ask Ren what he knows. You think he's innocent in all of this? Then ask him.
Ren, please tell me he's lying.
I didn't know. Look, I only started working with ISFA a few years ago. I think I read something about a train crash, Project Quicksilver, I think it was called. But it ended way before I joined. Please, you have to believe me.
The project never ended. It never ends. Whatever he's told you, your mission started long before they took you in. For Ren, for Caldwell, for the Institute even became the Institute.
How is that possible? Anna only started having her visions a few years ago.
I don't know who Anna is.
She's my sister. She had dreams about an apocalypse, and ISPA brought us on to try and prevent it.
ISFA isn't trying to prevent any apocalypse. They never have been.
What?
I spent a lot of years wondering why Caldwell spent so long studying me. Why she took so many samples, drew so much blood, made as many measurements as she did. But I didn't figure it out until about 5 years ago, when ISFA published a paper about what they called spontaneous translational locomotion. It was all very theoretical, but I knew they'd finally figured out the way that I fly. And the cherry on top, they suggested that it might make near light speed travel possible in the right spacecraft. So I look closer, and what do I find? Advancements in AI from studying the Ouroboros computer virus. Medicines and solvents derived from samples of the Phorobus oraculi mushroom. Advanced plastics and artificial body parts developed by studying a possessed doll and her messed up caretaker. And now, an experimental interstellar test vehicle with propulsion systems based on my abilities currently under construction at the Meriwether facility. ISFA's mission is not to save the world. It never has been. They want to leave it behind, and they use people like us to do it.
We trusted you. You told me my family would be safe, and all this time, what? You were just going to leave us behind when the world ended?
No, of course not. I wanted to save the world. I still do. But if we can't, then the only way to save humanity is to get them off world. And the only way to do that in time was through people like you. Like Sam. I'm sorry.
Oh, at least you feel some guilt about it. It's better than your boss, at least. I don't know anything about the world ending, and I don't care. What ISFA's doing is wrong, and I am going to tear it down piece by piece until I...
So, what do we do now?
Bill, go and untie Ren. We're leaving.
What do we do about... what's his name?
Paul. His name's Paul. We're going to leave Paul here. ISFA has more than enough to answer for already.
The Sheridan Tapes, Episode 70, Lux at Veritas. Starring Greg Vinciguerra as young Paul, Brooklyn Adler, Leslie Gideon, and Aaron Moy as the children, Chris Allison as Daniela Caldwell, Trevor Van Winkle as Sam Bailey, Virginia Spotts as Kate Sheridan, Jesse Steele as Bill Tyler, Sam Taylor as Ren Park, Amitola Lomas as Maria Sol, and Levi Squire as Paul Payne, with original music by Jesse Hogan. Written by Trevor Van Winkle and produced by Virginia Spotts, with dialogue editing and sound design by Trevor Van Winkle. Visit thesheridantapes.com to view additional content, rate and review us on your podcatcher of choice, and connect with us on Twitter at Sheridan Tapes and on Instagram at The Sheridan Tapes. I'm Trevor Van Winkle, this is Homestead on the Corner, and you're listening to The Sheridan Tapes.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.